From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Anger erupts at Saudi execution. Saudi Arabia has severed diplomatic ties with Iran less than a day after demonstrators in the Iranian capital stormed the Saudi embassy to protest the execution of a prominent Shiite cleric. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, says Saudi Arabia will face what he called divine vengeance for its execution of Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr. Al-Nimr was a prominent Shiite cleric and a critic of Saudi Arabia's royal family. Five suicide bombers from the Islamic State group attacked an Iraqi military base north of Baghdad on Sunday. Officials say at least 12 security force members were killed and 20 were wounded. The attack came at Camp Spiker, a former U.S. base outside the city of Tikrit. A local official says unidentified militants attempt to storm the Indian consulate in the Afghan city of Mazar-e-Sharif Sunday. He said the gunmen fired rockets from a building under construction at the consulate, prompting a gunfight between security forces and the assailants. No details about casualties or damage were immediately available. The United States is criticizing Rwandan President Paul Kagame's decision to seek a third term in 2017, calling it deeply disappointing. The State Department said Mr. Kagame is, in its words, ignoring an opportunity to solidify democratic institutions in Rwanda. Last month, the country voted in a referendum to change the constitution to allow Mr. Kagame to run. The Rwandan leader's term ends in 2017. This is VOA News.